social media, for all its good parts, it does have quite a lot of negative parts, unfortunately. And again, from my work in the school, and Dave would be the same, we can see that social media plays a massive influence in young persons' lives. This is not just high school kids. These are primary school kids. And the patterns I've seen, these are year fours upwards, even younger. And what we get is we get copying behaviour. It almost normalises things that are not normal. And we've got a lot of that going on. People are seeing it and they're copying it. My message is I need parents to help us out here. So the police, fire, other partner agencies, we can do as much as we can. Your children know about it, but you have to support us at home. Your parents, check their phones. You have a right to do that. It's not being intrusive. It's actually caring and keeping them safe as much as you can.
And David, you are the fire service as well. You actually have a scheme where you can help support children as well in terms of education and preventing things like this from happening.
Yeah, we have what we call a fire setters intervention programme. And what that's for is if a parent has concern about the child or if the child is setting fires that they know of, if they go and work with us, what we will do is we'll deliver an intervention programme and essentially deliver to them fire safety education, and we'll talk about the consequences of their actions. We'll give them the knowledge to go and ensure they're making appropriate decisions, and we'll also talk about the potential consequences of those actions. Now, research has shown that this type of intervention is really, really successful in stopping young people from setting fires.
Because in a lot of situations, it's not necessarily your stereotypical naughty children who are doing this. It's curious children, isn't it? And it's just children who are trying to understand the world around them but need a bit more guidance in doing that.
That's exactly right. You know, the majority of young people who set fires, they're not doing it because they want to harm people. They're not doing it because they want to get in trouble. They're doing it because they're curious. They want to have fun and they don't realise the consequences.
So for anyone listening who is maybe a parent, or even if somebody sees children trying to break into a disused property, what would the advice be? What would you like people to do?
From our side, if you've got concerns about a young person, if they're coming home, they're smelling a fire, you're finding matches or lighters on them, scorch marks on any of their clothing, or even inside your property, even if they have a fascination with fire, if you've got those concerns, contact us and we're more than happy to work with you and try and go and do what we can to ensure that your child isn't setting fires. It's free. You contact us and we've got people who are trained to go and work with these young people to stop that from happening.
And that goes for the police as well. We're all about education. It's not all about just labelling your sons, your daughters criminals through it. We want to educate, to stop and share that message through. So again, we encourage people to call us, to tell us, because then we know where these areas are, where the patterns are, and we share that information with the fire service. Again, just so that we can keep people safe, because we know where the locations are, we can get them boarded up, we can get owners to take responsibility, which again, they need to do as well. And it's all about working together. So tell us,